Chapter 68. It was not a surprise to Celeste when she heard about the scandal surrounding Duane. It seems that those were not the only two women Duane, as the rumors contended, had been seeing. There were other women from the parish. There were indications that these relationships were not appropriate. None of the affected women seemed to be complaining, but others seemed to think it unsavory and went to the bishop. Since the retirement of Jack Spong, changes were afoot in the Episcopal Church. The liberal thinking of Spong was now being challenged regularly by more conservative elements of the church. This was happening from top to bottom. Spong's successor was already feeling the heat. It was no different in the parish. The liberal element wanted to forgive these supposed indiscretions, particularly since none of the women were among the people voicing objections. The conservative folk wanted him gone. Enough was more than enough. Duane was at first uncaring about the rumors. Celeste had warned him twice now. "Who exactly am I hurting?" had been Duane's defense. The last time he had voiced that sentiment to her, she said simply, "Only yourself." Duane no longer was himself. He avoided any questions of faith like they were toxic for him. His standard answer now was, "We have to take care of each other, because no one else is going to take care of us." This response left many feeling unsatisfied. It did not comfort the sick. It did not ease the grieving. Duane knew these things to be true and was at a loss about what he could do to change things. Celeste found herself engaging less and less in her church. She resented comments about Duane's harem and knew that there were even whispers about her because of their friendship. Celeste withdrew. Duane was called in for a hearing in front of the bishop's chancellery. It was decided that it would be in the best interests of all if Duane was transferred. He was taking a position in upstate New York. He would be gone by the end of the summer. The news hit Celeste harder than she expected. She knew that Duane was in trouble, but she expected that her church, for whom Duane and Mandy had done so much, would have been more understanding. She, too, began questioning her faith in the good community, as Jack had called it. She quietly resolved that she had had enough. Ron and she talked about it as they lay in bed. He listened and then asked, "Do you think you really had more faith in Jack and Patricia and Duane than you did in the religion?" "I don't know," said Celeste. "Maybe I did, but I know that I believed what they were saying. And isn't that the religion?" "You know, I'm the wrong person to ask about this," said Ron, who had been baptized 3 times and was done with all of it. "I don't know who else to ask. My family is Catholic, so they don't have to think about it. Your mother would just try to get me to come down to her church. You're all I've got to talk to about something like this." "Do you want me to go to church with you?" Celeste laughed. "That would be a disaster. You're sincere now, but your tolerance for any of it would last less than a day." "I would try for you," said Ron. Celeste smiled. She knew that he would, and she knew that right now he was just trying to find some way, any way, that would help her feel better. But that would not last. When someone got under his skin, he would totally forget why he was doing what he said he wanted to do and find the need to go for someone's jugular vein. That was who he was. but it didn't help her to find what it was that she needed. Celeste lay awake long after Ron dropped off. She knew that she believed in God. She felt that. But maybe the only true way for her to believe in God was totally on her own, with no family, no friends, and no husband beside her. A chill shivered through Celeste. He was right there, and he loved her, and they had made a life. But at this moment, she felt totally alone. She waited for sleep. She desperately wanted to sleep. She needed to sleep. She took Ron's hand, and as he was sleeping, and he instinctively turned into her, she could feel his heart beating. She let the quiet, regular sound cause her to start to drift off.